For 89.1 KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. It's been 30 years since a legendary radio station changed formats, marking the end of a chapter for Arkansas media. This past weekend, many former employees of KAAY got together to share stories and reflect on changes in the industry. KUAR's Michael Hiblin was there.
And now, music!
For a time, it was one of Arkansas's most influential radio stations, with a powerful signal that could be heard in parts of 40 states and other countries. The mighty 1090, as it was known, became a top 40 station September 3, 1962. It also featured news, Razorback football games, and in later years added progressive rock at night. That lasted for 23 years.
Officially, this is the 30th anniversary of what I refer to as the day the music died, which was the last broadcasting day of the old KAAY.
Barry McCorkindale worked at the station in its later years and organized Friday night's gathering.
KAAY, of course, for those who are a little bit older, remember that it was the station in the market during the 60s and 70s. And as fewer people listened to AM radio, it became less popular as we got into the 80s. And on April 3rd, 1985, the station sold to Sudbrink Broadcasting, which turned it into a 24-hour Christian programming station.
For those of us of a certain age, 1090 was the soundtrack of our childhood.
Rex Nelson grew up listening to the station, which was managed by Pat Walsh during its glory years.
What Pat Walsh did and the people he surrounded himself with is that they made that station a very core of what the state of Arkansas was, who we were, from the music to the personalities to the newscast that you heard. They made it a part of who we were in Arkansas.
The gathering also featured many former DJs from KAAY, like Bob Robbins and Sonny Martin, who shared stories, many a little too risque, to share here.
Getting a call from Pat Walsh cussing you real bad because you said damn or something.
He'd be calling from the bathroom on the hotline, on the potline. He'd be
threatening to fire you, but it never did. Those days, I hate to say they're gone, but they're gone. And it's a sad thing.
Bob Robbins moved to Little Rock from Georgia in 1972 to take a job on the 1090.
KAAY was the kind of radio station you could have so much fun. You could do so many things. And radio's just changed a lot in that type of delivery. But I have a lot of love for that station. I always will. It's been off the air as far as KAAY that I knew worked with for 30 years, but the memories live on, and that's what we're here tonight for, and I love it.
He went on to have a long career that continues today in Little Rock Radio. This was his first day on KAAY.
Little Bitty Pretty One from the Big K, the Jackson 5. Hello there, Bob Robbins. And first, my first day on the Big K. And it's a doggone nice to have you along with us.
Dairy
Thanks
farmers,
so
make your plans now.
Another longtime DJ was Sonny Martin.
It's amazing. I went to work there in 1966, stayed 11 years, and it was kind of in 77. It was kind of rolling down. I was music director for a good number of years in there. Did mornings with George Jennings. We had breakfast cereal and did a bunch of crazy things and everything. So it was a lot of fun.
Hey, you got any friends you have right here on the Sonny Martin program? You got me for a friend. It's 17 minutes now away from 9 o'clock. You fishermen, pay attention. Now I'm fixing to check that fishing line. Partly cloudy today.
We did a lot of different things. George and I would get up in the mornings, come down there, and we'd open the newspaper to see what we were going to do. And that's basically how we put the show together. It could have been like a new giraffe at the zoo, and let's get a name for him. Could have been like the skunk festival that we pulled off, cow chip toss-off. Football rallies in downtown where they threw the footballs off the bank buildings. I mean, there were a lot of things that we did then that you can't do now.
The station was owned for much of that time by Lynn Broadcasting. Most of the air staff didn't use their real names, but were given air names that were the same as the company's board of directors. When DJs would leave, new DJs would be given the same name. Sonny Martin was the second person to have that name. Also working there in the late 60s was Charles Scarborough, who went by the name Charlie King.
I was afternoon drive, 3 to 6:30, rock and roll. And I had at 5:05 every afternoon, I had the Charlie King Top 10 Hit Line Countdown. And we always started with number 10, 10, 10, 10.
Johnny Cash and the Folsom Prison Blues on KY 8 minutes after 3 on the Charlie King program for a Wednesday afternoon now.
I didn't care about the money. I just loved doing it. But to know that I could make a living was really just a bonus. Great, great fun. And all the people that I got to work with, they really made it great.
But by the 1980s, FM stations had grown in popularity, and that was where most music was being broadcast. In 1985, KAAY's owner sold the station to a company that decided to change the format to paid religious programming. But the air staff, with Sonny Martin back on the final day, were able to say goodbye.
Played that a couple of times in my life, and so have you, Sonny Martin.
Right, you are. That's a big song, CCR.
Yeah. I enjoy the folks calling. Many have called, by the way, as you were doing that interview, to say hello to Sonny.
I'd see it go. I'd see the music go. Of course, part of it won't go because I stole part of it. But
yeah.
The rest of it is that it's going to be a lot of people going to be missing this music.
From the song, The Day the Music Died. That is today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for coming by, Sonny Martin, and joining us. It's been a real trip all these years, and maybe we'll have Tommy and some of the others in. And tonight, of course, Clyde Clifford will be here. That weird, strange guy.
Clyde Clifford hosted Beaker Street in the 1960s and 70s and was allowed to come back to host the last hour on KAAY as a music station.
I had been out of radio for a while, and it was just a real shock to be asked to come back. That whole day, Sonny and the other guys were doing kind of a retrospective and kind of talking about what was going on and talking about the old times at KAY, and I was listening at it, you know, listening to them and really enjoying it. In fact, I was recording the whole thing at home, and then I got a call from David Treadway to come in and do the last hour and talk about being honored. I mean, that I think that's probably one of the biggest honors I have ever had, is to have my fellow disc jockeys from KAY to ask me to be the last one to sign off the big fellow.
Black Sabbath, this is Beaker Street, and that was The Wizard. This is Clyde Clifford, and this is just about it. We've got 6 minutes until midnight. It's at midnight the changeover occurs, and KAY changes formats. And the end of, I guess, an era.
He described how the station was full of former staff, as well as TV cameras and newspaper reporters, there to see the end. This is how he closed it.
And all good things must come to an end. For everyone who has been here at this station, to all of you who have shared our pleasures and our happinesses, thank you. From us, our best wishes, and goodbye. This is KAAY, Little Rock.
That incarnation of the station may have ended, but many have been working to preserve the glory days of KAAY. There's a blog dedicated to sharing stories, information, as well as vintage recordings. Barry McCorkindale worked at the station after it changed formats and eventually learned from engineer Felix McDonald about reel-to-reels that were in storage at the transmitter.
Well, he said a few tapes, and I'm thinking 50, 60, 75, maybe 100. When I finally get out there and I look in the basement of the transmitter building, there's a whole wall of tapes. So there were easily 1,000 tapes. This has been about a 12-year project of mine now. I think I started in the summer of 2003. I'm still going through tapes.
They feature commercials, news programs, and ads for concerts like this one.
The rumor's true. Badfinger is coming to Robinson Auditorium this Thursday night.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it.
Thursday night in Little Rock, 8 p.m., Robinson Auditorium. One performance only, Badfinger. Tickets, $4.
No matter what you are.
As Rex Nelson put it during Friday night's gathering.
So the KAAY that we knew, that many of you worked for, that KAAY has been gone for 30 years, and yet it lives on. It lives on in everybody in this room. The memories, the good stories, the laughter. Working together, we have kept the mighty 1090 alive. Thank you for all that you've done to do that.
Michael Heplin, KUAR News.